Well, it's mid-July, and I'm now above the Duddon Valley at Seathwaite, and what an absolutely stunning evening this is turning out to be. It's just gone 5 o'clock, and bit grim this morning, but it's cleared. I'm looking over towards Birker Fell and the knoll that's just above Devock Water, and I'm heading a little bit higher on this side over towards Seathwaite itself. I'm currently undertaking a year-long project for The Great Outdoors magazine and the Duddon Valley. For those of you who have never been here before, is simply striking. And I actually posted a piece early on in the year when I stood in the Duddon itself. But the tranquility of this particular valley. I'm always struck by the fact that the majority of people I see are passing through. And by that, I don't mean on foot. They're passing through in a car, heading off towards Cockley Beck, Hardknot, Rhinos that way, or back towards the mouth of the estuary, over towards Millham. It's just stunning. Gorges, woodland, forests, fabulous, iconic fells. I mean, I can just see the top now of Harter. And before, I was photographing Slightside and over towards Bow Fell. It is just a magnificent arena to play in. So I'm just actually moving through a bit of an old quarry here. Watching a few ravens over on the far side, listening to the skylarks as well, which are still in evidence at the moment. Head over towards a little bit more of a... There's a precipice just in front of me, and I'm not going to throw myself off like one or two of you would like, but I'm going to just see if I can get anything from the top of there, because the sun is very warm. I've even put on the old sun cream today. Well, it's new sun cream actually, but I brought some up last week, and quite frankly, you couldn't see the hand in front of your face here, exactly where I'm stood. So I'm going to go over there and see what I can do, and I'll carry on chit-chatting later on. Thank you. Well, I've carried on for probably 300 or 400 yards, no more. And I'm stood looking at Goat Crag to my right and the summit of Cor. And believe me, the view in front of me at the moment is simply that. Cor. Bit corny that, I know, but this is just absolutely striking. Directly in front of me is the wooded area, part of the old Dunnerdale Forest. I can see Wallabarra Crag and the steep scree side to that, that drops down into the gorge where the river flows through. It's a fantastic walk, that, if ever you get the chance. There's the most wonderful little bridge. I don't know whether it is a pack horse bridge, because it's just about human width. But it spans the river, and it's well worth seeing. If you come down off the crag, you can't miss it. It's on the path itself as you pass through the farm. But the view at the moment is just striking. Bow Fell now is absolutely clear. It's pin sharp as well. I'm looking over Harter, can just see top of the Scaur Fells, right the way over the other side to Great Gable. Wow. And some people go abroad for views. When you've got views like this, It really makes you realise, you can hear that raven laughing at me over there. It just makes you realise just what we have got here. This is spectacular. Very, very green, I will say that. Just now, the slightest of hazes. Very, very minute, but you can just see that slight bluing in the distance. But this view is fabulous. Better get some work done before the light changes. I bet the sunset here tonight is absolutely glorious. Right, I'll just switch off for the time being and get on with a few bits and bobs. Well, you know when somebody says to you in life, gosh, you can't better that. Well, I just did. In fact, if you listen very carefully, you'll hear the peregrine calling as well. There you go. Just over the back of Cor. I've just fallen in love with this view. I could stay up here all evening. And I'm sure that the sunset is going to be nothing short of spectacular. But I have to get back down, so it'll have to be for another day. Everywhere I move, it just seems to be another better position. The light is beginning to sort of drop a little now, and the haze is beginning to come in. Although, having said that, Beaufell is now even clearer than it was originally. Just a quite striking looking vista, this. I can see myself coming up here more and more and more as the seasons move through their changes. So I'm going to sign off. I can even feel the sun beating down on the back of my neck now. Right, I'm going to sign off. I've got to go and dismantle all of this. I will hopefully write a blog about this very, very shortly and post one or two of the pickies on where I've put my hero camera. And hopefully you'll enjoy looking and listening to it.